By the way, I haven't given you the code word yet today. We're giving you a chance to win a pair of 3-day passes to the Tortuga Music Festival in April on Fort Lauderdale Beach. See Jelly Roll, Keith Urban, Luke Combs, many, many more. If you want to win those passes, text the word PALM, P-A-L-M. Text the word PALM to 20357. Again, the word today is PALM. And text it to 20357 to be entered in the contest. For more info, go to WQAM.com. It's a text contest. Message and data rates may apply. Do not text and drive. So Friday is November. Friday, there's a 2 p.m. Panthers game. And then, do you know what happens in November? Do you know what we're just a couple weeks away from, Crowder?
Thanksgiving.
About four weeks away from Thanksgiving, but a couple weeks prior to Thanksgiving is the Jake Paul Mike Tyson fight. We're like 2 weeks away from this thing.
I'm going out there.
Are you going? I was wondering if you guys were doing it for the pivot.
Yeah, we got somebody. I think it might be Jake Paul. I don't know.
Are you going to stay for the fight?
I might.
Where is it? Dallas? Is that at Dallas?
Yeah, it's in Jerry World, I believe.
Yeah. I don't know what my interest level is. I know over the summer when it was first supposed to take place, I was super interested. I don't know what my interest level is yet, just 2 weeks out.
All Mike Tyson's promotion videos is him sitting down sweating. Show me
now
some
that
action,
you mentioned that, they are all sitting. He is sitting in every video.
Are y'all fighting in chairs? Why are you always sitting down sweating?
You have to check the Hard Rock app here. Yeah, that's done this yet.
It's 305.
Dale.
God bless. Dale.
Thank you, Jimmy.
You're welcome. And Crowder, big dog, with your teeth, you should stay away from black licorice, too.
Oh, you're going to come at me, Jimbo? We was good for weeks.
Let him know. Let Big Dog know, Jimmy.
I eat a lot of hard candy, but I chew on the molars.
Oh, there is a prop. I do see a bet on the Hard Rock app. If you go to the boxing category, Jake Paul, you want to guess?
Jake Paul, heavy favorite.
Yeah, minus 325.
Yeah.
Tyson is plus 220. Let's see. Winning method. Jake Paul by decision, by KO, TKO, DQ. Let's see here. Total rounds. Over under on total rounds is 6.5. There's no chance Tyson could go 6.5 rounds, right?
No. Under got to be the favorite.
Yeah. Under is minus 130.
Yeah. That's the best one I've heard, was the under 6.5 rounds.
There'll be a ton of props, I'm guessing, for this thing when it comes around. But yeah, we're just a couple weeks away. It's November 15th. So what is that, a Saturday night, I'm guessing? November 15th?
How about asthma attack or heart attack? Is that on there?
It's a Friday night. Which attack more likely, asthma or heart?
Come on, man. This man is 72 years old.
Yeah, it's a Friday night. Friday, November 15th. Okay, you know what? Friday night, now I'm interested. Because Saturday I'm watching college football. Yeah. Sunday I'm watching pro football. You know, you do have hockey and basketball going on as well. But Friday night, okay, I'm down with that. I'll watch that fight that night.
I'll for sure watch. But, yeah, I don't know if we get tickets. I'm not sitting. Jerry's World is huge. I'm not sitting in Arlington
right.
to
it
watch
depends,
the game.
Right. It depends where you're sitting in that stadium. Yeah. Because obviously it's up on the big screens, which are huge. But if I'm going to watch it on a screen, I might as well be at home.
Yeah, no. If I get good tickets, I might stay.
Didn't you guys both feel like Tyson was going to win this fight when we talked about it 3 or 4 months ago?
Yes.
I remember Victor Bermudez.
Yeah, Vic came on and he was like, no, it ain't happening. And the more that I've watched, you know, analysts talk about it, and then, like Crowder says, just actually seeing Mike Tyson, who's in great shape, but he's sitting, and being wheeled in an airport in a wheelchair.
Yeah.
And I didn't he have like a stroke or something.
I think I'll
like,
say
is that why it was delayed. Like
the initial thought is Tyson versus Jake Paul. Tyson's gonna get one swing and knock him out.
Right.
The news watching him get wheeled out after having a stroke kind of swung my vote on this one. It was he is 70.
You didn't see those videos of him working out his neck?
I didn't see that.
Yeah. Again, Hawk, he's laying down.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if his legs work. The last three times I've seen him, he's been in a wheelchair, sitting down, or laying down.
I mean, his only hope is that Jake Paul, who's a decent boxer and certainly trains as a real boxer, but I would say Tyson's only hope is catching Jake Paul at one moment where his defense is wrong, mm-hmm. and Tyson, you know, being a tactician, recognizes it and is able to blast him with a punch that he's never felt before. But that would be the only chance, right?
That's why I like the under 6.5 rounds, because Tyson knows I got to catch him with a haymaker.
Right. So I got to do it early or quick because I can't last if it goes longer.
So Tyson at 77 years old throws 30 haymakers. He's gonna run out of juice.
Yeah. Well, anyway, it's coming up November 15th. November 15th. I guess that's no, that's not pay-per-view. That's Netflix, right?
Correct.
But you have to buy it, though, on Netflix?
I'm sure.
Do they do that?
They can do it.
I don't know.
Their website? I don't know.
I mean, if it's free, what a great bargain. But do you have to?
My Netflix just touched you. I you have to add money to the Netflix.
I would think, but maybe not, because the hot dog eating contest was free. The Tom Brady roast was free. These are certainly on the level of that. I hate to say it, but I'm not certain that it's much more than that, is it?
I don't think I've ever seen Netflix add some sort of like pay for content.
Oh, no, you're right. I've never seen it either, but I'm sure they can.
I would pay if it was like, whatever, $15.
I was planning on paying like $79, $89.
Oh, I don't know about that.
Like a regular pay-per-view. It's a regular pay-per-view. Like, I think it's free.
They already got
unbelievable.
They already got two scheduled. We just don't know it.
I think it's free. Just got a text from Ryan at Funky Buddha. Week 9 start and sits for your fantasy. Ladd McConkey has arrived and is here to stay. That's the headline of the story.
Ladd's on the way.
All right, let's get headlines here for the 3 o'clock hour with Alejandro Solana. Brought to you by Doral Kia. At Doral Kia, choose from over 500 new Kia models in inventory, like the Sportage, Sorento, and Telluride. And remember, when it comes to Kia, the great deals are at Doral Kia.
Start with some local stuff. The Miami Heat play the New York Knicks tonight. That'll be at the Kaseya Center, 7:30 p.m. tip-off tonight.
What's the line on that one? Do you know, Solana? Don't look. Let's guess, because I have not looked at it yet today.
I have not either.
I'm guessing Knicks are favorite.
Knicks are 1-2 right now. They might be without Josh Hart as well. Offense has not been great for New York. Brunson's numbers are down across the board. It's a 3-game sample size, I know. And Karl Anthony Towns, he's third leading scorer on that team right now, or fourth, if I remember correctly. So, like, it hasn't been a great start for the new-look Knicks as of 3 games.
Oh. All right, so
Heat are favorite, small. Yeah. Two.
So I was correct. Solana was wrong. So are you. Knicks are 1.5-point favorites. But I appreciate the well-thought-out explanation as to why why the Heat would be favored. And you fell hook, line, and sinker for his crap that he was just laying out there.
I would say at home early, I would just think the Heat would have home court advantage.
The Knicks are a better team. They're a better team.
This damn Karl Anthony Towns, man. I think he's a little overrated in everybody's mind.
Okay, so throw Jovic at him.
That's the guy you love?
They're a better team according to who? You?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
In the world.
What does that
show
mean?
Show me someone in the NBA who's listed their predictions for the Eastern Conference that has Miami over the Knicks. Go ahead. Show me one. Go ahead. I'll pay for your Netflix for a year. Show me the person.
Crispy Haynes.
Crispy Haynes is way too smart.
Do my rankings going into the season count?
Did you hear what you just said about this particular game, and then I told you what the actual line was? Jimmy says, Tyson versus Paul will stream live and free for subscribers on Netflix.
Hmm.
That's great.
That is pretty cool.
Wow.
More money to bet on it.
Anyways, Miami 2-1, New York 1-2. Do
with that info. Heat, though, you think the Heat are a better roster? You think the Heat have a better roster than the Knicks?
No, they definitely don't. The Knicks arguably won the offseason. I will say, though, the New York Knicks have so many new pieces, Mikal Bridges, Karl-Anthony Towns, that Miami seems to be in a better groove right now. Because
I'm upping my Knicks bet. Right? Before he talks, I cannot put enough money on the
groove. What groove? The three-game groove?
I cannot put enough money on the Knicks.
Hold on a second.
They're pieces. They have new shiny pieces.
Right, but it hasn't worked for them. The Knicks right now have one of the worst rebounding percentages in the NBA.
Goodness.
Actually, the Heat are at the bottom in defensive rebounding percentage.
What's your stat? I get on you every year about it. You hit me with this damn stat.
Jimmy, APR, three-pointers made?
The APR financing percentage. What do you always have your letters?
Yeah.
Goodness gracious.
APR. The APR. It's not crazy to think that a team with a bunch of new pieces – will take them a little bit more time to figure it out when the Miami Heat have essentially their exact same roster returning.
The same roster wasn't good.
I don't think that's an argument on your side.
What do you mean it's not an argument on my side? There's a reason the Knicks are 1-2. They got blown out, and the Celtics put up a historic shooting night against the Knicks on opening night. And then the other night...
No wonder you think Dwayne Wade's statue looks good. You have an issue.
He has a shirt on that says Heat Culture. He's just ready to go.
Did you see Barkley just torch that statue on TNT last night? I told you, that was who I was waiting for. Barkley torched it, and then Shaq had it number one on his Shaqed in a Fool segment. I saw some stuff on Shaqed in a Fool that, like, had you seen those Ben Simmons highlights / lowlights? Like, have you seen what Ben Simmons has done this season?
Is that terrible?
Oh, my God. He's awful.
Ben ain't too much worried about basketball.
Goodness. And you know Shaq and Barkley, like, they have no love for Ben Simmons. You know, when they're making fun of D Wade and his statue, it's done with love. Those dudes do not like Ben Simmons.
And this year's their last year together. They about to show out on TNT.
They're going out. Yeah.
What are y'all going to do? Fire me?
Did you see who Amazon and NBC is courting to play the larger than life former athlete who will say anything role, the Barkley role, on their new programming?
Gilbert Arenas.
No, it's Blake Griffin.
Yeah.
Is he funny?
I think so. I like him a lot. I've always liked his personality. I always liked him.
He's kind of goofy, airheadish funny. Like Barkley's, you know, slick funny.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, I don't think he's Barkley, but I like Blake Griffin. I think there's something about him that's compelling.
Hmm. We'll see. I haven't seen enough of them. Everything was little clips. So
yeah.
Long, I didn't see them long form.
Yeah, I mean, if the Amazon Prime pregame show is just one long Kia commercial, I mean, Blake Griffin's going to nail it. There's no doubt about it.
The car show is one long Kia commercial.
Hawk, what do you mean he's compelling? Like, what's the last time? And by the way, I do like Blake Griffin, but what's the last
because
thing?
Because when he was hot, he was doing TV talk shows. Like, he had a moment for a couple of years where he was one of the hottest athletes. And he was doing sketches, mm-hmm. you know, on like Kimmel and stuff. And I found him to be compelling. Like, I felt like he embraced what was going on and had some skills and abilities to do that.
Yeah, I loved him in 2012.
No, I know. I mean, I don't know. I don't know what he's been up to lately, but I don't. That means that he's incapable of. Like, I thought Shaq was going to be terrible on TV.
I thought
he was going to be terrible. And the first couple seasons, I thought he was terrible. And then he got into a groove. But I think Blake Griffin is entertaining.
I don't think he'll be terrible. I do think he has a good personality, but if Amazon's strategy here, and it looks like it is to me, to kind of usher in that new wave of former NBA players who are going to replace Shaq, Kenny, and what NBA on TNT did so well, you got to go after somebody who's a bit more prevalent than Blake Griffin, don't you?
Well, in what way?
Do. Somebody who's like...
I mean, he's a recognizable former player, and he's still... close enough to the game that he doesn't look like a big fat slob talking about it. And like, I don't like who would you go for in the personality realm?
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I don't have a better option for you right now, but I can think of some guys who were bigger than Blake Griffin for and had a longer sustained kind of watch.
But that's
impact
not that's
the
not
NBA.
The criteria, though. That's not the criteria.
Blake Griffin with the Clippers, because that team was really good, was hot. But again, that was in 2012, 2013. After that, like.
Yeah, but how many young people who watch TNT know Barkley and Kenny Smith from their playing days?
But they've been it would really be
the Kenny Smith argument.
Yeah, like, more than Barkley.
Yeah, Barkley and Shaq, I think they're, you know, I think they're career Hall of Fame type guys. People know them. And they stayed, you know, relevant throughout the years. But Kenny Smith is great. My son didn't hit. Who's that little ball guy in the middle?
I mean, it's Dan Orlovsky on ESPN. Like, I mean, you remember one play of his, and it was because it was a terrible play.
That's what I'm thinking about, just personalities more than basketball careers.
Well, that's why I think Blake Griffin has a good personality.
That's why I said Gilbert Arenas. At least he says crazy stuff.
Yeah, a little too crazy.
Yeah. Paul Pierce gets fired from places.
Yeah, Paul Pierce is terrible.
Yeah, I don't know. There's not a lot of personable NBA players.
Well, I think there are. I'm not certain that there are superstars. Like Barkley and Shaq are kind of out of the ordinary when it comes to that. You know, D-Wade is good on television. He ain't Barkley or Shaq.
No.
He doesn't capture you that way.
Whew.
Give me UD.
He's been very good on television. I've been very surprised at how good he is.
Yeah, but then he said Tyler Hero should come off the bench, and Riley told him, hey, why don't you settle down on TV a little
bit? Well, obviously, yeah, that was a little bit dicey. It's that the broadcaster slash also having association with the team thing, I think, is weird. Udonis, Dwayne Wade, Tom Brady. It gets weird to me. You're having, you know, people who have a true association with another team commenting freely on all the other teams in the league, man. I just think that's a recipe for disaster.
Lance Stevenson.
Boom.
That's who I want to see. That's who I want to see sit at the table.
Lance Stevenson.
But like, okay, dude,
Roy
but that's
Hibbert.
Watching Patrick Beverly. Like, that's, like, you know what I mean?
There's
like,
another one.
Not for national television.
You got to be a little goofy, you know, having fun loving.
So, no for Gilbert Arenas. No for Lance Stevenson. But yes for Blake Griffin.
Yes.
I'm out of
I was
Blake.
Fan. I was a fan of Balake when he was playing, and I'm a fan of his still.
All right. Here's some Dolphins notes. Dolphins players not seen at practice today included Tyreek Hill, Javon Holland, Zach Sealer, Teron Armstead, Calais Campbell, no Jordan Poyer. Practice window, by the way, has opened up for River Craycraft. He's coming off the IR, gentlemen.
Good news.
Now the Dolphins finally have a third receiver who can catch passes, because clearly Odell Beckham Jr. cannot.
Well, throw it to him.
You got to get open.
The Dolphins.
You know who think, honestly, who would be good on TV? Jimmy Butler.
I was thinking that too. When Jimmy's done, he's got the perfect personality for television. First of all, he's like Barkley. He's not afraid to say anything about anyone because he don't care if there's smoke that comes after it. Like, he just doesn't care. You see that. I mean, you saw it with his own team practice, you know, in Minnesota. Like, if you're part of a team and you don't care if the entire team and coaching staff gets angry at you, like, he's perfectly suited for it. Has a great basketball resume. Like, he checks every box. Has a captivating personality. He will be a television superstar.
I'm with you. I think that's the best name in the game right now for that transition.
Totally agree.
The Dolphins also, they signed defensive tackle.
A couple more three-point games. You might see it sooner rather than later.
We're good, Jimbo.
Bro, he's averaging 24 and a half points since
that
game.
He's due for a three-pointer tonight. He's due.
You want to hear a good stat I'm going to use tonight?
Did you just hear his stat? Since the three-point game, now he's averaging 24.76 points a game. But he has a three-point game.
I have a great stat.
The greatest way to make anything sound the way that you want to sound. If you take out the Dolphins 70 points against Denver, you know, you can do anything you want if you can pick and choose which stat you use.
The Heat are 12-4 when tallying 14 or more steals in a regular season game since Jimmy Butler joined the team in 2019. So there you go. I mean, that right there is your recipe. That's the strategy every night. Go get 14 or more steals.
Steals?
The more compelling recipe was the recipe for s'mores in the 2 o'clock hour.
A little roasted marshmallow.
You know, when you take a marshmallow and you put it on a graham cracker and then you put some chocolate on top of that, you put them together, and then you take the marshmallow, you put it on a stick, you know, a stick comes off a tree, and you take a stick off the tree, and then you put it in a fire. Cavemen invented fire. And then s'mores? Yeah, s'mores. There's a name for that?
World Series, Game 5 tonight. Jackasses, 8 p.m. in New York. Those two fans that were kicked out, Hawk, you're right. I just saw the report that they are not going to be allowed to go to the game tonight. There was
How could you have them there after that? I mean, they've pretty much shown you they're capable of just about anything.
That was ridiculous.
Those guys, by the way, the guy who stole the ball, tried to take the ball from Mookie Betts. Was it Mookie Betts that he had?
Yeah.
Literally tried to take it out of his glove. He was friends in college with Gronk. That's one of Gronk's college buddies. And he's like, that dude was insane.
Best friends.
Yep. Makes sense.
Gronk's calling you crazy.
Gronk's not very good on TV.
No.
He's just not.
Because he's you love him for being a meathead, and now you want him to break down an offense. And
right. Like, you kind of want him to just, you know, walk around like a caveman. And, you know, like, it just, I don't think it translates very well. I think Ryan Fitzpatrick is pretty good. Mm-hmm. He's not goofy, but he doesn't wear a suit and tie. And, like, I think he's pretty good. I think Jason Kelsey's good on television.
It's some Tony Gonzalez.
Tony Gonzalez is good. He's not where you're going to be guffawing.
Yeah. Is Fitzpatrick good on TV, or does he just have a luscious beard?
Well, it's part of it is his look. He wears, like, you know, a Hawaiian shirt, and he's got the luscious beard. And but I think he's got some valuable insight. But, like, he's not laugh-out-loud funny by any stretch.
No.
Shave his beard. He loses every TV job he has. He'd be doing a podcast.
100%. 100%.
Well, they can all keep a job if Terry Bradshaw's still up there.
He was so good back in the day.
He's losing it.
Yeah, no, he's losing it. You know how I feel about him? Like Biden at the end of the term, where you're like, just don't say anything terrible. You know what I mean? And it was like, and every time Bradshaw opens his mouth, you remember the Super Bowl winning and he said to Andy Reid, waddle on up here. I'm like, oh, why'd you do that? Why'd you do that?
He always seems surprised when it's his turn to talk. Huh? The Bengals, Terry, the Bengals. Oh, yeah, man, now they're playing good ball. Do you know what we're talking about?
Your weather from the DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, accidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Partly cloudy. There was some rain coming through El Portal, but it just subsided. So, yeah, that's your weather.
All right. Don't forget, Rob Pizzola will join us today around 4 o'clock. He'll give us some picks. Normally, Solana's dad joins us on Wednesdays to give us picks, but he's still in Uruguay, so we're allowing him to enjoy his vacation without being tied down to our show.
I spoke with him yesterday. I'm like, are you going to be available? Because he told us he would be.
And he was looking forward to it.
Right. And he's like, vamos a ver. Te llamo mañana. Like, I'll call you tomorrow. Yeah. We'll see.
Like, we'll see.
And I called him today, didn't answer. Texted him, didn't answer.
He's having fun. He's having fun. He doesn't want to come on here. And this would be less fun than what he's doing right now. So, but Rob Pizzola will join us in the 4 o'clock hour.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
You take you a deuce. You don't sit there and look at it. You flush it and move on.
Hawk and Crowder.
Have you seen Tua's new hair? All the beat reporters are tweeting pictures of Tua. He's got a little dye job going on top of the hair there. It's kind of, does it look blonde or orangish to you? What color does it look like? Kind of an orangish.
Yeah, that's when the storyline of the day is the dying of the hair, you know it's going downhill fast.
Well, Adam Beasley tweeted out that Tua, commenting on his new look haircut, my coaching career is over, back to playing football. So I think what he's saying was, hey, that hairstyle that was a more subdued hairstyle was more appropriate for a coach, and so now I'm in football mode. But I wonder where that was last week, because he happened to be playing last week as well.
Yeah.
We weren't looking for a coach last week. He actually, was he terrible last week? He wasn't terrible.
Decent,
the fumble killed him. I mean, it really did, and that's his fault. I think you said it was a bad snap.
I said he could have called it, but the center didn't help him. But yeah, when you're talking about hair, I don't want to be the old guy. Hey, watch film. Stop dyeing your hair. I don't want to be that guy. But yeah, as the only thing I'm hearing about his haircut, I'm a little worried.
Well, they're 6-point underdogs Sunday. We are going to ask Rob Pizzola in the 4 o'clock hour who he likes in the game.
Then I just right during the break, I was watching ESPN. They had coincidentally Mike McDaniel on talking about Buffalo. And it didn't sound very confident.
Does he ever sound very confident, though?
You know, that's a good point. He's just like, oh, man, they know what to do at the right time and the right game. Every single time we play them, their defensive calls are just aggressive when they need to be aggressive and conservative when they need to be conservative. Damn, are you going to change that, sir? Like,
just saw a push notification. Panthers are sticking with Bryce Young, even as Andy Dalton returns to full practice today.
Andy will be in by the second quarter.
I mean, honestly, they're sticking with Bryce Young. What did they see exactly? What did they see last week when he played and the other games that he played this season that led them to that decision?
Yeah. Who was it? Was it Volin we were talking to? Because yes. I just see the terrible plays, but his was more damning than the sacks and interceptions.
Yep.
He was like, he has no like concept of the game situation. He doesn't know when to get out of bounds, when to throw it out of bounds.
Said that he looks like he's over his head, and looks like physically he's in a game that he probably shouldn't be in. There's nothing that I've seen out of him that makes me say, yeah, you know what, in the right situation, he would shine. I just don't see it with him. I know Solana does, but I don't.
Oh, he's going to the Hall of Fame in Solana's mind. I hope he could be a Sam Darnold. Because Sam Darnold wasn't good for a long
time. Geno Smith.
Like, I hope he could be one of them guys. But the physical side, though, is just tiny, tiny.
Tiny.
Tua towers over him, and Tua's not big.
Let's do 15 minutes of game day uncensored. That's brought to you by the Lexus RX, the luxury SUV for those who never want to lose their edge. Experience amazing at your Lexus dealer. So we do know the NFL trade deadline is next week, Tuesday. And Dolphins Wire in USA Today, they did one player each team could trade by next week's NFL trade deadline. For the Dolphins, this is what they wrote. It was Adam Stites on Dolphins Wire. Raheem Mostert. And it makes sense, and we've heard that several times leading up to this. When the Dolphins drafted Jalen Wright in the fourth round earlier this year, the presumed plan was to have him eventually take over for Raheem Mostert. The one-year extension to Mostert's contract in the offseason made it clear that they weren't trying to replace him immediately, though. However, Wright got a chance to show what he could do earlier than expected when Mostert missed three games with a chest injury and Devon Achane missed most of one game with a concussion. The rookie has shined in his limited snaps. While Mostert and Achane are averaging 4.4 and 3.5 yards per carry, respectively, Wright is averaging 5.3 yards per carry. If there's a team out there looking for veteran running back help, offloading Mostert and turning to the combo of Achane and Wright would make plenty of sense.
But just what do you get back for him? A six?
Yeah, I mean, you're certainly not going to get one through four. Yeah. Maybe you get a conditional five. I don't know. But yeah, five, six.
That's the thing. You're moving him to save money. Are you, you know, because, yeah, he's just starting back and.
I mean, you're giving your young guys though a chance to get game reps that they're not going to then lose to him, and maybe you have a chance to, you know, fill a position of need in one of the later rounds draft.
That's what it'd be. So if that's the one, it's not. This isn't about a rebuild because you're not rebuilding.
Right, but it would be acknowledging that the season is donezo, like that you don't need, because Raheem Mostert has proven himself very valuable. So it would be acknowledging if you were to get rid of him before Tuesday that hey. Like, we've got to kind of try to figure out things, and we're 2-6. Having him on the roster, while it's nice, it ain't helping us win a Super Bowl. So let him go somewhere that he wants to go, maybe. I don't know.
Well, no, because he already had 20 touchdowns last year or something crazy. Yeah. He had two last week.
I think if they get blowed out Sunday, I think everything is going to be on the table. I think if they look pitiful, and again, I'm not saying that they will. I'm just saying if they look pitiful on Sunday, I think there is a come to Jesus meeting with Stephen Ross and Chris Greer and Mike McDaniel and anyone else, Don Aponte and whoever else is part of this.
They bring Don Aponte back, boy. I saw Don Aponte in Tennessee.
Did you? She works for the league, right?
Yeah, she's a big wig in the NFL. Yeah, yeah, but she was at Tennessee's practice doing something, you know, one of them joint practices. And yeah, she remembered me. I talked to her and all. But you know what scares me with that statement is that they got whooped by the Bills about a month ago, and it was embarrassing.
They were embarrassing at home. Yep.
So if it has that same feel to it.
It has that feel to it because that's another barometer, right? I mean, if you can't get past Buffalo, you're swimming upstream every season anyway. And if you get embarrassed by them every time you play them, everything's got to be on the table.
But the tough part is if everything's on the table, Hawk, they have from 4 o'clock on Sunday till Tuesday.
Yeah, well, don't go
home figure out what's on the table.
Yeah. That's right.
Ice skating uphill. Mm-hmm. I heard that on Deadpool versus Wolverine.
That's a good phrase. I like that.
That Deadpool and Wolverine movie is good.
I've never seen one of the Deadpool movies.
He's a vulgar character.
Right. For me, if you're going to be a superhero, I know what superheroes look like. They look like Batman from the Adam West television show. They're superheroes. They're nice guys. They'll walk your granny across the street. I don't understand this Deadpool guy.
He doesn't play like a superhero, but you say walk your granny across the street. He lives with a blind old black woman that does cocaine.
Yeah, that's no superhero.
He's an anti-hero. He's an enabler.
He's an enabler, Jimmy.
He took her in. And if he doesn't bring her
cocaine,
if he doesn't bring her drugs, she gets the shakes. The movie's hilarious.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Got diabetes drip.
Hawk and Crowder.